Welcome to the X-Cast. The truth is in here. This is episode 105 of the X-Cast Podwatch. And if I've got my timings right, this should be the penultimate episode. There should just be one more after this. And then we will be on to season 11, hopefully very soon. I am hosting today. I'm Andrew Brooker. And joining me, for the first time with me anyways, but a regular on the Podwatch so far, is Miss Lauren Folly.
Hi, Brooker. It's actually Forey there.
Forey, sorry. Wow.
My students call me Furry sometimes, so I appreciate
it. I didn't call you Furry. That's...
No.
Sorry. But yeah, we have not podcasted on the X-Cast, or we've not podcasted at all together. And we get to, I think we're really lucky, and we get to do the first, or the only two really good episodes of season 10 of the X-Files, in my opinion anyway. But we're going to start off, I think, my notes up. We're going to start off with Mulder and Scully meet the Weremonster, or Weremonster, whichever way you fancy pronouncing it, which is the third episode of season 10, was aired on February 1st, 2016, so a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I suppose, by the time this airs. It was written and directed by Darren Morgan, who is the X-Files. Outside of Chris Carter, he's one of the more well-known writers and directors for X-Files, Millennium. It was involved in all of that, and it follows, it's one of the comedy, or it is the comedy episode of the season. Follows Mulder and Scully, who are on the trail of a monster who may or may not be killing people in the woods for absolutely no reason. I watched this again quite recently, actually, just a couple of days ago, and forgot just how great an episode it is. Season 10 for me was very hit and miss, and it started very good and kind of went downhill very quick. I don't know if you had the same experience there, Lauren.
Well, for me, this was the first episode that made me really excited that the show is back. And I was always really into the comedy episodes. Bad Blood's one of my favorite. I kept voting for it in the X-Cast tournament there a few months ago now.
Yeah. That is a classic.
And with knowing that we were only getting six, I wasn't sure if we were going to get a comedy episode way back when, and I'm so glad we did, because I watched it again recently, too, and I was like, oh, this is what I missed. Like, Mulder and Scully being very self-referential, and just the humor of it, while also having just a really good story underlying everything as well.
That was always one of the best bits about the comedy episodes of The X-Files, wasn't it? They always had really good stories in them as well. Well, for the most part, they had really good stories in them as well. But this one, I sat and watched it the other night, and I was giggling like a kid all the way through. It's so funny.
It takes such a simple concept of, like, the were-monster type thing, but then just totally flips it in a way. It's like, duh, why didn't we think to do this before? Of course, the monster turns into a man, and he's not really a monster at all. And it's like, how comes I haven't seen it before? And it was like, as soon as they did it, it was amazing. Such a simple twist.
It was a brilliant twist. And it's one of those, for me, it done that thing that the X-Files always did way back when. It always kind of twisted what you thought was coming. You know, it wasn't always a straight story. You couldn't always predict what was coming. Okay, towards the end, you probably could. But they always tried to do something a bit different. And even with their, like you say, their one and only comedy episode for season 10. Even then, they managed to pull something out and make us all sit back and go, whoa, we didn't see that coming. It stands out for me as well. It's probably not just my favorite one of my favorites of episode of season 10, sorry, but one of my favorites overall.
I think so too. It definitely. I was thinking about my favorites when I was on the X-Cast before, and I think it was just before the new season or right around the same time, and this one is definitely on my all-time list. Like, I go back and watch it, it feels like it could have come out, you know, back in the original series.
It feels like an X-Files episode.
It does, and that's what I think sad to say, some of the new episodes don't quite feel like X-Files. It's like, it feels like they're trying to be X-Files episodes, and they just kind of missed a little bit. But not this one. I mean, you had, you know, Mulder and Scully. It's like the updated Mulder and Scully that we've been thinking about with, like, what would they do if they had smartphones? What would they do? And they're contemplating middle age. And we get that, and it just feels so natural with the character. I mean, I could watch Mulder play on a smartphone probably for an entire episode. You can get plenty of enjoyment out of it. And yeah. I could just keep thinking, you know, it just, we always... Still, my friends and I make fun of, like, Mulder with his flip phone and the big old cell phones that they used to have. And I think that was a great callback. And Scully, my favorite line in the whole episode is when Scully says, Mulder, the internet is not good for you.
Yeah.
It's like most of the original episodes, the internet wasn't like it is now. And if only they had it back then, imagine what they could do. And now we're getting to see that.
It does very quickly as well kind of take those jokes and the... when Mulder's sitting there going through the list of things that he's dealt with in the past, he's like, well, no, this was a hoax. And this was, you know, clearly he's just sat and, you know, gone through Reddit and found all of these oh, shit, that's fake. And I think it's a beautiful moment as well, where you sit and go, you don't know, especially when season 10 started, you didn't know if they were going to be able to bring X-Files up to date. Mm-hmm. And of the six episodes, that was probably the best bit they had to bring it up to date, was to show that you don't need to investigate half this crap anymore because it is all over the internet.
And the other part I liked, the self-referential part, was when they're in the motel room and Mulder's basically having the conversation himself about what Scully would refute and how she would refute it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a classic. It's in every episode. You have to have the Mulder-Scully banter. And just to do that in a new way and having him just have the whole conversation shows how they're still so close and they still so understand each other.
Yeah.
And
basically doing what we used to do when we were watching it going, this is coming. Yeah, and he's going to say this. And yeah.
And then, yeah, he's like, oh, so you know, she's like, oh, this is how I like Mo Mulder. And he's like, oh, so you believe me? And she's like, no!
It's funny as well, because you look at, because we haven't got long to talk about each episode in the pod watch, so you kind of have to go, what's my favourite bit? And you go, I can't pick a favourite bit from this episode. The whole thing, from start to finish, just has been absolute bits.
I mean, you have Scully making a reference to Queequeg. I always loved Queequeg the dog and his demise back in the original episode, and then... the end, the dog catcher trying to give his whole monologue that he wrote about his life and nobody cared.
He's literally trying to do the end of every procedural crime drama ever. And she just shoots him down. Just shut up, dude. Just no. It's absolutely brilliant. And I think because Tony and I, we talked about this episode when it aired or like the day after it aired. And... I think we sat and counted through all of the references to other X-Files things in this.
There's so many.
Oh, we lost count.
Because it starts right off the bat. You've got the from the Stoners right at the beginning. And it just keeps going.
That's it. Well, the Stoners from the beginning, the, you know, everything, even down to him just hanging around in red pants. was a callback, which, okay, to be fair, a lot of people, unless you were fans like us, you might not get that particular bit was a callback. But yeah, it was just completely 40 minutes of just self-referential nonsense that, God, I hope we get more of that in season 11.
It felt like a lot like a love letter to us fans, like acknowledging, not necessarily the wait we went through that we didn't know we were going to get it back, but just like, we're here again and we remember what it used to be and we remember what you missed and we want to give it back to you. That's what it felt. For me.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Very much, you know, you've waited patiently. Here's your reward. I was quite happy to take that, yeah. Like I said, easily my favourite of season 10 and easily in my one of my top episodes. Yeah, I suppose that kind of quickly... moves us on to the next episode, so season 10, episode 4, which was Home Again. Now, I don't know what you think about this. I really enjoyed Home Again maybe like from the third time I watched it. Not because it's a bad episode, but because I'd built up a different image of what was coming. I'm sure a lot of X-Files fans did as well when they saw the episode title Home Again and then saw Glenn Morgan was writing it. And then we got that.
Trash Monster.
Yeah. The Band-Aid Nose Man or whatever they called him in it. I really liked the episode. I really liked the premise of the episode and how it played out. But I do think they missed a trick, mainly by calling it Home Again.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose for those that don't know or maybe missed the episode, because it was quite a few episodes back now. So Home is one of the greatest, in my opinion, one of the greatest X-Files episodes. It's horrible. It's nasty. It's the X-Files does The Hills Have Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a massive, massive fan of that episode. And I was desperate because at the end of that episode, there's no closure, really, at all. So there is potential for these characters to come back. And when we all saw Home Again on the list of episodes when season 10 was announced, a lot of us got very excited. And then we got the Trash Man.
And I mean, the episode doesn't really have any connection to the original Home, so you wonder why they decided to give it that title.
Because it has the title has nothing to do with the rest of the episode either. Like the previous episodes, Mulder and Scully meet the Weir Monster. At one point in the episode, Mulder and Scully met a Weir Monster.
Yeah,
it's right there in the title. So if you're not going to call it, if you're not going to make it a sequel to Home, at least tell me why you called it Home Again. I didn't get it.
Nobody even goes home. I mean, Scully goes to D.C. because of her mom, but
that's it.
It, yeah. And she thinks about William, but it's not like William comes home.
No.
Not even any of Scully's other siblings come in to home. No. So the title, it's almost like maybe they had a different idea in mind for it when they gave it that title and then just didn't.
You didn't change it when they changed the episode.
Yeah. Or think that fans would care that much about the title.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, there's possibly that, which I think they're maybe massively underestimating their fans, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Because I did get very, very excited. Like, I took screenshots of the Wikipedia page that had I just kept posting it everywhere. I could, look at this, look what's coming, look what's coming. And me and Tony spent hours chatting about it. Oh, I wonder what they're going to do. Look at what's definitely, this is definitely going to happen. And, you know, and then we got the Trash Man. Which isn't to say this is a bad episode at all. But my expectations were very, very high on airing day and were battered quite badly.
See, I think you're right. Once you watch it, because I rewatched it too this week, and once you see it again and you know what to expect, you can kind of pick up on the what you're supposed to be seeing and how well they did what they wanted you to do without your own expectations in the way of it.
Absolutely. But there's still that feeling like there's the song playing over the horrendous murder in the woman's house. There's the weird beastie thing. It very much I wanted Home, but I mean, do you have a, I'm going to save my favourite scene for this because it's going to make me sound really grim. So I'm going to let you go first. And do you have a favourite part to this episode?
It's not one part in particular. I mean, one part I like about it, which isn't a specific scene, but it's because it's set in Bucks County and that's where I am from and where I currently reside in the actual Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
So home.
So it is home for me and for that. And the references to Philly... A little bit harsh on my hometown, but I did want. There is no such thing. There is no central Bucks County School District, which kind of annoyed me a little bit. But that's like a minor, you know, TV writer issue. That doesn't really matter, but it just bugged me. But what other than the fact that, you know, I was like, yay, I have a trash monster in my home county. What I liked about it most was how they displayed each of the deaths differently. Like the first one when Gaeta from Battlestar Galactica forget the actor's name, when he gets killed in the beginning, you don't really see what happens. And then you have the, you know, these guys that steal the art, and you kind of see more of the actual pulling apart and the spine, and then the woman with her, we don't get to see her killed and hit, but then see the trash monster, you know, playing around with the trash grinder compactor. I mean, yeah. It's just a neat way that they made each death gruesome without repeating itself, even though the monster kills in the same way each time. I thought it was really nicely done how they changed up how they were showing each death.
Yeah. I mean, the deaths, one of the deaths, actually, is probably my favorite part of the episode, and that was the guys that steal the art. When you see the guy just rip this dude in half, yes. And it's hanging bloody spine. I'm not into hanging bloody spines. I looked up, and it was that moment when you watch and go, holy shit, have you really just done that? That was, you know, the dude went all Mortal Kombat on this poor little art thief.
It wasn't that bad in comparison to the other. I mean, obviously, nobody should deserve to die in real life, but the art thieves weren't that bad in comparison to what the other people were trying to do, and he got one of the worst. Oh, what we saw is one of the worst deaths.
Well, yeah, I think you saw the worst one because you don't actually know what he did to the others. But, the dude at the end, he looks like he pulled him apart and stacked him up, which was quite hardcore. But yeah, I think it's got a great monster. I think the Trash Man is a really cool monster. I'd like to see more. You know, mm-hmm. If they're not going to bring back the peacocks? Yeah, from home. I'd like them to bring back the trash monster in season 11 because I want callbacks. And I think because they've got a slightly longer run this time, so I think they've got time to do that a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, most episodes, especially the classic monster episodes, end with on some sort of cliffhanger. That was one of the trademarks, you know, there is no resolution. So I always wanted to see more. I guess sequels, as it were, continuations.
Yeah,
but at the same time, before, because even if they try, if they would do something like do a repeat, an actual home again, would it be as good? They really have to.
I don't think they'd ever make it as good.
Yeah,
because that was a real flash in the pan. That was a perfect storm of everything, really, wasn't it? It was a great episode that ended up accidentally with a lot of publicity around it because it was a really horrible episode. They wanted to do a sequel to it, but they weren't allowed to at the time because of just how horrible the first one was.
didn't even air it.
No, they didn't want to air it at all. Was it the only one to get a TV mature rating? I think it's TVMA in the States, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember that because this is something I've talked about with Tony, but I watched all the episodes with my dad when it first aired. So I was like 7 when the X-Files started, and we just ignored all the TV ratings together.
Yeah.
And you still laugh at them, but I think they put mature on more things now than they used to. So it might have been like the first one to get mature for the X-Files, even though the ones before it, I mean, they're still.
Oh, yeah.
Not
But, you know, like CSI, every other episode was a mature episode, wasn't it? Which, just to be honest, none of those ever compared to what they did to horrible little babies in Home. But, you know, so yeah, I'd like to see more of that come season 11, and, you know, only a couple of weeks, hopefully, when this airs. Only a couple of weeks.
Getting closer, but they just, as of right now, they're filming, or did they just wrap filming, or are they still?
I think they're still filming. I saw a screenshot of something to do with season 11, episode 1. And then scrolled past it very quickly because it looked a little bit spoilery, so I didn't really want to. Because this is going to be the fight now. Now we are where we are, and there's a lot of excitement, especially in like the communities that we have chosen to spend time in. There's going to be a lot of spoilery type things appearing, and I'm going to be fighting for the next couple of months to not look at them.
It's tough. So you want to know what's going to happen, sort of. You don't want to be spoiled, but you also don't want to get your expectations up maybe again, like with Home again.
Well, this is it. So this time I won't be looking at episode names. I'll do like I did last year. I'll buy the season pass on American iTunes so I don't have to wait for the UK airing, which is weeks later. And I will just watch them the morning after they air in the States. And I won't look at an episode title until the day I hit play.
That sounds like a good plan.
I think it's the only way to do it. I don't think my heart could take it if they ruined me again like they did with Home.
Tear you apart just like the trash monster.
You know, I'd quite happily go in with very low expectations, expecting garbage, and come out with a few good episodes this time around instead. You know, it's hard. I don't want to think that one of my favourite TV shows is going to be rubbish. But I don't know, I don't want to get my hopes up again.
Just aim for pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, aim for a bit of fun. Fun TV is currently pretty much my benchmark for most things now, if The X-Files can hit that for me. Which, to be fair, Season 10 did, for the most part. You know, if we can hit fun TV, I'll be happy.
Me too.
I think that's us done.
All right then, yeah.
So that was... So the next episode that we mentioned earlier was going to be... So tomorrow's episode will be 106, that's Babylon and My Struggle Part 2, which is the Season 10 finale, and hopefully, I think that's the last one for the Podwatch. I'm sure by the time we get to the end of this, we will all be hoping that that's the last one, because we're all going to be tired. And, yeah, soon to be watching Season 11. So, we are the X_cast on Twitter. Come join us at the X-Files Basement and X-Files Podcast fan group on Facebook, and obviously like and subscribe and review and things on iTunes. And as always, until next time, trust no one.